श्रीमद्भागवतम 11:23-18 स्थेयं हिंसानृतं दम्भ कामक्रोधस्मयो मदः भेदो वैरम् अविश्वासं संस्पर्धा व्यसनानि च.
So here the Avanti Brahmana is enlisting 15 undesirable results of the association of money, of infatuation with money. When one becomes infatuated, obsessed, captivated by money, then many undesirable results come up. So, steyam, one may become a thief, himsa, one may do violence, anirtam, one may lie, dambha, one may become duplicitous, kama krodha madha, straightforward, lust, greed, lust, anger, and illusion, intoxication, pride, arrogance, smaya is perplexity, confused. No, should I do this? Should I do that? Bhedo vairam avishwasah. Bhedo is differences, conflicts. Vairam, and then this conflict. When the conflicts escalate, they become into enmity. And avishwasa, overall, there is general distrust towards everyone. Whenever monetary matters are involved, avishwasa, samspardha. Samspardha is competition, rivalry. Vyasanani cha, and vyasanani refers to the breaking of the regulatory principles. So in this way, the Avanti Brahmana is describing how the infatuation with money erodes our good qualities. Now, we all need money to live. And artha is also one of the purusharthas. But here we are talking about a unidimensional obsession with money. When we make money as our God, just as there can be pure devotion to Krishna, so when we replace Krishna and install money on the altar of our heart, then that unidimensional obsession with money has disastrous results. Those disastrous results actually are at the root of most of the problems that plague society today. Ultimately, the root problem because of which we are in material existence is that we have installed something else, Krishnetara, in the altar of our heart. And when we install money, then all these undesirable results come about because money is a fallible god. Money cannot offer us satisfaction in and of itself. Now, Krishna, being a living and loving person, in fact, the all-attractive, all-loving person, so when we place Him in the altar of our heart as its Lord, then He reciprocates, and just by contemplating on Him, we get a profound inner enrichment. But we get no such thing by contemplating on money. Contemplating on money simply increases our infatuation with it, and it actually weakens and destroys our consideration of other things, our recognition of the value of other things. And because of a unidimensional obsession with money, we end up not being able to focus on anything else in our life. And when we neglect other things in life, then we also trample on them in the pursuit of money. So as devotees, when we are trying to absorb ourselves in our devotional service, and when thoughts of money come, we should know that actually there is a time and there is a place where we devote a significant amount of our time and energy for consideration of money. But if during the time that when we are meant to install Krishna on the altar of our heart through mantra meditation, if we let money steal away that time too, then we are letting money give a chance to displace Krishna from the altar of our heart. And that can have disastrous consequences. But instead, if we determinedly stay fixed in ensuring that Krishna stays installed on the altar of our heart, then by that we will be able to steadily and strongly not only meditate, but also through that meditation, through that inner connection with Krishna, which is enriching and empowering, be able to have the clarity and the insight to be able to act properly and be able to deal with our financial anxieties also competently by Krishna's mercy. The Dhammi Buddhi Yogam Tam. He gives intelligence as he promises in the Bhagavad Gita. So, chanting is the time when we ensure that we install Krishna on the altar of our heart and we don't let anything distract us or displace Krishna from that position. Harinam Prabhu Ki Jai. Thank you.